Welcome to Insight, the show where we wander through the catalogues of the artists who sit in the history books under the section marked icons. In this episode, we feature the music of the man whose incredible talent influenced every single soul singer that followed him. So I've picked out a dozen or so recordings for us all to enjoy. Welcome to Insight, celebrating Ray Charles.
Yeah, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done.
So let the good time roll.
I say let the good time roll. I don't care if you're young or old.
You ought to get together and let the good time roll.
Don't sit there mumbling, talking trash. If you want to have a ball, you got to go out and spend some cash.
And let the good time roll now.
I'm talking about the good times. Well, it makes no difference whether you're young or old.
All you got to do is get together and let the good time roll.
In town, I got a dollar and a quarter, and I'm just ran the clown. But don't let no female play me cheap. I got 50 cents more than I'm gonna keep.
So let the good time roll now.
I tell y'all, I'm gonna let the good time roll. Well, it don't make no difference if you're young or old. All you got to do is get together and let the good time roll. Yeah, no matter whether, rainy weather, if you want to have a ball, you got to get yourself together. Oh, get yourself under control. Oh, let the good time roll.
Ray Charles from 1959. Although Ray's vocal style would establish him as an original, it didn't start out that way. That song was borrowed from one of Ray's heroes, the great Louis Jordan, who had first recorded that song more than a decade earlier in 1946. As quite often happens, it was a happy mixture of styles and musical traits from artists that had come before Ray that would all go into the creative melting pot to finally deliver the Ray Charles we know from all these incredible recordings. But just have a listen to this. It's one of the very earliest Ray Charles recordings, and he couldn't sound more like Nat King Cole if he tried.
I got the blues. I feel so lonely. I'd give the world if I could only make you understand. Yes, it surely would be grand. I'm simply wild about my baby. Ask her, won't she please come home? Since she's gone, I stay worried all the time. So, baby, won't you please come home? You know your daddy's all alone. I have tried, but all in vain. Never no more to call your name. Since you left, you know you broke my heart. But that will never make us part. Every hour in the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home to your daddy? Baby, won't you please come home?
very young Ray Charles sounding like a very young Nat King Cole, with years spent digesting the great jazz pianists, very slowly, Ray began to create his own sound and style. But the musical breakthrough came, as with so many of his generation, when he combined the feel and playing style of the Church with his jazz piano influences and applied the same style of singing in the Church to songs about different subject matter from what they were singing about in church. And the musical results of that little concoction were explosive.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. She says a loving early in the morning just for me. Oh, yeah. She says a loving early in the morning just for me. Oh, yeah. She says a loving just for me. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. She's all right. I don't know. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Whoa.
Ray studied music as a gifted child right through his teens. And as is often the case with music that sounds like it hasn't come out of a conservatory, people just assume that music, like the kind we just heard, was some kind of natural gift and just happens, which of course is rubbish. Ray studied arranging, harmony and theory of music to such a degree that musical arrangers around at the time, including a slightly younger Quincy Jones, would study his every work. He'd cut his teeth as the musical director and arranger for the blues singer Lowell Fulson in the early 50s before putting his own bands together. And here's a textbook arrangement from Ray. It sounds so familiar to us now, but at the time when many of the rhythm and blues artists were playing straight 12-bar blues songs, broken up usually by a roaring sax solo, everything about this arrangement was much classier, much more sophisticated.
She bring my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how.
smiled at them and said she told me so. That's why I know, oh, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's all right. So I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. If I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me that everything's all right. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know I just love her so. She's my little woman.
Hallelujah, I love her so. I've got two more recordings from this period for you before we hear some of Ray's other styles. And both of these bring to mind the packed, sweaty clubs across the American South that for many years Ray would play in between his recording sessions at Atlantic Records. And like so many of Ray's records around this time, there exists, and no other way of saying this, an erotic grind to the rhythm section which shocked as many as it thrilled and excited at the time.
Holiday, 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 hol
Ray from 1958. One more from that period, and it's another deceptive song in that it sounds so simple until you try and write one like it. It was another one that upset many at the time, especially those from the church, who increasingly felt Ray was being sacrilegious by taking certain aspects of church music and preaching, like the call and answering sections in this, and using those church musical traits for unholy purposes. All I can say to that is, thank God he did.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long, all night long. Hey, hey, all right. See the girl with the diamond ring? She knows how to shake that thing, all right now. Gonna send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. Oh, play it, boy. Well,
from 1959, the supposed sexualizing of sacred music that music fans loved. Some of Ray's recordings before the big chart successes, like What I'd Say and Hallelujah, I Love Her So, Ray had been recording the standards with big bands, and it was something he did throughout his career. So let's hear a couple of him, away from his small group, singing with the big band.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who couldn't make me be true. Whoa, 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 couldn't make me be blue. And even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Cause nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still now. And it had to be you. It just had to be you. It had to be you.
Now, so far in this edition of Insight, I've picked out some of Ray's R&B small group stuff. We've just heard an example of his big band recordings. And he also made recordings where the two styles were combined, R&B with a big band.
Pick me a town in any clan where people like a rockin' time and stay awake both day and night. Jump every feeling good and right. Then throw me. I wanna be. I'm loving the little boys now, so I can rock and roll to satisfy my soul. 10 Cadillacs, a diamond mill, 10 suits of clothes to dress to kill. A 10-room house, some barbecue, and 50 chicks not over 22. And throw me. Oh, I wanna be. Now, boys, you can see why I wanna be smashed up in the middle now, so I can rock and roll to satisfy my soul. 100 bands with chorus girls, a street that's paved with natural pearls, a wagon load of bonds and stocks, then open up the door with Fort Knox, then throw me. I wanna be. Now listen, boys, throw me smack down in the middle right now, so Ray can rock and roll to satisfy his soul.
Thank you.
a lot of bread and gangs of meat, oodles of butter and something sweet, gallons of coffee to wash it down, bicarbonated soda by the pound. In for me.
Smack dab in the middle. Let's move on now and enjoy some of the ballads that Ray recorded, which I would highly recommend regular listening to. Ray recorded this in 1959, and you'll find it on his album, The Genius of Ray Charles. And it sounds to me very much like the blend of Ray's styles coming together. Have a listen to this one. We know the song because Ray is sticking fairly closely to the original melody, and yet his gospel and jazz influences come through with his phrasing and sense of timing. This is glorious.
I'm gonna love you like no one's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just a one of those things. Gonna love me like no one's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and wouldn't it be fine? We're in Orion of the money, yeah, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and wouldn't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in Orion of the money, yeah, I'm with you always, I'm with you rain, worship, yeah.
Another classic from Ray in 1959. I've picked one more ballad for you, and this one is from the other end of Ray's life when he was well into his 70s. The message of this song, delivered through Ray's phrasing and delivery of the lyric, is even more poignant given Ray's very advanced years and the nearing conclusion of his own life journey.
The long and winding road
your door. We'll never disappear, yeah. I've seen that road before. You'd always lead me here, yeah. Lead me to your. Cause the wild and wind and night, oh, that the rain washed away. And left a pool of tears crying for the day, na, 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 na. Why keep me waiting? Let me know the way. Many times I've cried. Anyway, you'll never know the many ways I've tried. Anyway, lead me back, yeah. Oh, to the long home. Tell her why I did it. Oh, one. You left me standing here, girl. Yes, that was a long time ago. Take me home with you tonight, baby. Take me home. Yeah. Amen.
Ray Charles sings the Beatles. Over the years, Ray popped up pretty much always as himself on the small screen as well as in the movies. His appearance in the Blues Brothers in the 1980s would help introduce him to another generation. The audience who loved John Belushi would have no idea who the old guy playing a shop owner was. At least they wouldn't until the shop owner demonstrated one of the store's keyboards.
So why didn't you ask me, baby? Or didn't you think I could? Well, I know that the boogaloo is out of sight, but the shingling's a thing tonight. But if that was you and me, I'd have, baby, I would have shown you how to do it right. Do it right. Uh-huh. Do it right. Do it right. Do it right. Shake it, baby. Have it go loop-de-loop.
Ray from his Blues Brothers appearance. Ray never seemed bothered by people constantly trying to pigeonhole him. The fact that to some he was the R&B bandleader who tore it up night after night in clubs across America, or to others he was the eloquent vocal partner to Betty Carter or Cleo Lane singing the opera Porgy and Bess, is a real testament to that. He also caused incredibly much criticism when he announced he would be making a country album. Suffice to say, that project became another milestone in his career for us to celebrate.
There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looked happy and I'm so blue. She was my baby.
From Ray's album Modern Sounds of Country, which I cannot recommend highly enough. Ray's career was long and the material covers several genres. Aside from being one of the most influential singers and piano players in history, Ray's often overlooked arranging skills are also just as influential. In the mid-1990s, I toured around the UK with Ray, whom Van Morrison had invited to open up his shows. Ray would get up with us every night to do a few numbers. It was amazing. I recall one night when he and Van were singing Lonely Avenue for about 20 minutes, stoking the crowd at Wembley Arena to the point where they were on their feet, quite hysterical with excitement, watching not just Ray and Van singing and pushing each other chorus after chorus, but seeing the pure, smiling enjoyment that Ray had induced on everyone's faces, from Van to the audience at the back of the arena. I was lucky enough to speak to Ray on a couple of occasions on the tour, and when I asked him how he was feeling one afternoon, he just said, "It's about the music. We have to make sure we do it good and do it right." Well, for me, that sums up just about everything Ray Charles ever did. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode of Insight, where we've been enjoying just some of the amazing catalogue of the great Ray Charles.
Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back.
Baby, don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no.
And that concludes this episode of Insight with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online, where we've been enjoying just some of the recordings from the great Ray Charles. Thanks for joining me. Don't forget, check out the website where you can find out what else we have available for you. Other shows in this series include Bobby Darin, Sam Cooke, Peggy Lee, and Nat King Cole. You'll find all that information on the website. And of course, you can listen to this one again whenever you fancy. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.